Lodge. Dell's part of our community, and she's sharing her gift with us today. How wonderful. Well, this is the first of the month, and so we always listen and hear Dr. Ken. So let's... Oh, you totally forgot. Okay, well, we're going to fire him. No. You don't fire your husband. It's okay. All right, well, everybody breathe. Okay. Actually, it probably would have gone on way too long anyway. So, okay, the theme for this month is spiritual laws and how to use them. Okay, and my talk today is direct contact. You can read up there. Direct contact with the infinite. And so one of the things that Dr. Ken was going to say was that we're never separate from our good. That we cannot be separate from our good. And the only thing that makes us feel separate is our own mind, our own beliefs. So to truly acknowledge that there is something greater than our small self, we need to experience, we need to know we're never alone. I talk about this a lot, but that's probably one of the most important things to really coming into our own expression of spirituality. To truly acknowledge our own being, and it's up to each one of us to give priority, to discover, to allow something greater to be expressed and experienced within us, to our willingness to learn how to use and to live in our own divine nature. It's a study. And we must each be committed to having that direct contact with that higher wisdom self of our own being, our divine center of consciousness. It lives within each one of us. Can't get away from it, but we can think it's not there. Our willingness to turn within to our personal power, drops us into our true nature. This is where the healing of old beliefs takes place. Our inner work, as Ernest Holmes says, does not go out to influence persons or things. What it does is readjust our own consciousness, our own thinking, to include a larger and more harmonious field of action. What it does is it opens us up to greater possibilities. You see, it's all about choice. When we restrict, there's not that much available to us. But when we're open to the possibilities, the choice that we each make to live from our divine nature, to live from our inner critic or we can choose to live from our inner critic, our reaction to the external world. Anybody been there? Done that? We either can live from our divine nature or live from our inner critic. And I don't know about you, but I find sometimes that I go back and forth. Everything has its beginning within us. And when we understand that, and we find ourselves in that place of, nah, 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 we have to say, well, wait a second. That's taking place within me. I'm in charge. So what do you choose? Learning we don't have to make life wrong, or ourselves wrong, or anyone else, is the beginning. It is the first step to opening that door. We just need to uncover what works for us. See, it works different for everybody. What's right for you? Asking, what is my good that is desiring to be expressed, is a great question. Then learning to trust the guidance And sometimes our life is going to take us in directions or in places that we go, what am I doing here? So now I'm going to tell you another one of my stories. I grew up in a middle-class family in the Oakland Hills. We had the view of both bridges. I loved to watch the sunsets. And we were expected to succeed. So I was running my own business at 22 years old. And I was succeeding. But I was also doing it from a place where I forgot my soul, where I forgot who I was. And so then life changed for me. I was married, I had a couple of kids, and life changed for me. And I made a decision that I had to do something differently, either that or I was going to die, which I almost did. So I made that choice. And Spirit said, well, what are you going to do differently? And my choice and decision to live, I said, I'll live my life differently. And so Spirit said, good. So I decided I'd go out and get a job, and I thought, I've never had a job in the restaurant business, so I'll go in there. But I went into the restaurant, and I got a job in management. But the restaurant was different, you see. Spirit said, this isn't different. What's the least thing you want to do? I said, waitress. See, because where I came from, waitresses were stupid. At least that's what I had learned from my family of origin. I said, okay, I'll be a waitress. I had to tell you, I loved it, but then I got bored with that. And so then as I talked more to Spirit, Spirit said, be a bartender. I said, yes, I could do that. I had never been into a bar before, but I figured I could go to bartending school and I could learn how to do that. So I did. And the other thing is, I was also rebelling against everything that was taking place in my life. And you see, my father was also in management, and he hated unions. Managers don't like unions. And anyway, so I became a card-carrying AFL-CIO member of the Bartenders Union, and I'd flash my card to my dad, and he'd just have a fit. They would come into the bar once in a while because they drank. And so, but I could tell they weren't too pleased. You get the picture? Now, I had no idea why Spirit and life was guiding me to these events and circumstances. And yet, it was fun. I loved it. And people, guys at the bar would ask me, well, where did you bartend before? I said, I have never been into a bar before, which was the truth. And they'd say, well, why? And I said, because I was in a convent. Even years later, I heard from these guys, are you the woman who used to be in a convent? I said, yes, I am. You know, you make it up. That's really what we do with our lives. But anyway, going fast forward with that, do you see, all of that gave me an opportunity. I decided bartending gave me a master's degree in humanities. Because, boy, did I learn how people reacted and what they did. And they always wanted to tell me jokes, and I'd say, I'd be right back. Till one day I heard from the guys. They said, don't say that to her. She'll never come back. And I said, oh, darn, they know what I'm up to. So then I finally learned to say, when they said, Maggie, we have a joke for you. I said, if it's about a ducky, I'll listen to it. And they kind of go like this. Anyway, but what that gave me was an understanding of people. And it freed me. And it also gave me time to study, time to learn, time to grow. And that's what called me then into science of mind. We never know why life takes us into certain areas of experiences. But when we understand that it's all God, it's all good, that I have no idea why I'm here, do you see? But I know God does. And when we say that, we come into a partnership with our own divine self. And that's what's really important. And so I finally, you know, I became a practitioner. And then when I was a practitioner, people say, when are you going to be a minister? I said, I'm not. They'd say, you haven't gotten the call. Some of you have heard this. I'd say, I'm not answering that phone. Because you see, to me, minister was outside of what I was comfortable with. I was comfortable teaching and counseling and doing all that. Until things changed in the bar drastically and dramatically. I got fired. Can't believe that. But anyway, when Spirit asked me, well, why do you want to stay in this bar? I said, for the money. I knew that was the wrong answer. I said, just a second, could you ask me again? You see, Spirit is so loving and so kind that it moves us into places that aren't always comfortable, that are scary, that we can't quite understand. And the more we connect and have direct contact with the infinite, and we become partners with that divine self that lives within us, it's alive within each and every one of us. We cannot ever get outside of it, but we can forget we're part of it. And our job is to remember. So then I became a minister. I said, well, I'm not taking a church. You all know this one. I've been here 9 years. Because there's still more to learn. There's still more to grow. And I tell you, I'm so blessed because I get to study this every week to share with you what and how spirituality grows your life, how it changes, and it can change any situation that is uncomfortable, that you think has no way out. I guarantee it. When we stay open to discover, to trust the right direction that our lives are going to go in, and even if it looks crazy, and we become card-carrying members of the AFL-CIO. I'm so proud of that. We serve ourselves. And we get clarity around our divine nature. And sometimes it hurts. And sometimes all we can have is tears and fears and doubts. So let's look at this in another way. Let's imagine a cork. Now, this is a pretty big cork. It's half the size of you, maybe a little bit more, something kind of like this, cork, okay? And this cork represents our past. It represents our limitations. It represents our failures. It represents our old hurts and our mistakes and our unforgiveness. And this cork, it's really big, is filled with that. Just bring to mind some of the things that you know is in your cork. Everybody got the picture? And imagine these old fears that scare us so much because we're afraid to look at it, and we're afraid to look at our past, and we're afraid to look at why life did whatever it did, that we are constantly and continually holding this cork down to shut it up. Anybody get that one? Until maybe 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning, when we wake up, the fears wake us up. The doubts, the mind chatter, the monkey mind. We can't sleep. Anybody? This is your cork of beliefs up for attention. Hey, wake up. You don't pay attention to me during the day, so I'm going to get you at night. Our human nature is to hold those old beliefs, those hurts, those doubts down, and to keep it submerged. But then that takes a lot of energy, doesn't it? It takes strength and it takes attention. And then I'm telling you, we need time and attention with our attention on God. And you say, I don't have time for that. I am holding this cork down. Letting go and letting God makes sense. To let go, to allow the old to come up to the surface, to be healed, to be released, takes courage, let me tell you. You all know that because you've been there. But each time that this comes up to the surface and we take time to bless it, to say, okay, whatever that is brought me to this moment, and we let go and we're letting God, means we allow ourselves to float in the present moment, healing safely and healing in the safety of spirit. I guarantee you this, when you're awakened at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and that monkey mind goes, I'm inviting you to just open your hands and say, okay, God, or spirit, whatever you call that divine self, take this. This is yours. No longer belongs to me. God is I am, God is I am, God is I am, God is I am. Because you see, we have to get louder than that, whatever is on the cork or in the cork. Trusting that whatever comes to the surface, that there is a power for our good waiting to assist us. To assist us in healing. Healing and releasing those old ideas. That's all it is. It's give it to God, give it to God, give it to God, give it to God. Floating in the safety of spirit is learning to live in and from our divine nature. And trusting that spiritual partnership takes courage. And learning that we're never alone is really important. We're not left to struggle. We're not left to be hurt. When we live from our inner unity, here is where we have direct contact with the infinite. And that does take courage to explore how to navigate this life as a spiritual being living in a human experience. Let me tell you, been there, and I'm still there. Because you see, God being infinite, then those things that might be in my cork are going to pop up for healing, to be free of it. And learning to let go and let God keeps us floating in the adventure of life. This is what I know. So if you're willing to make that choice to live from your divine self, I have an offer for you today. And as I was putting this together, Spirit said this, and I said, okay, I'm cool with that. I will gift you my class. You can pay whatever you want. The cost of my class is $120. Pay as little or as much as you desire. However, if you sign up, whatever is comfortable for you, just be committed to that. But you must be committed to be in that class, to say, I'm committed to change my thinking and change my life and your divine nature. So if that's what you would like, that's my gift for anyone in this community this summer. It's a great class. I've taught it, twice, I think? I think I've taught it twice. But that's my gift to you. Because, as I said in the beginning of this day, myself, the ministers, the practitioners, the board of trustees, we're committed to your spiritual growth. And if you're committed, then we're going to support you in that. Okay? Got it? So sign up. Or don't. But I guarantee you'll have a good time. So let's just take this into prayer. Recognizing and knowing that there's only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence. It is everywhere. It is in and through all things seen and all things unseen, and it is the very life that breathes and is the very essence of my being. For I recognize that I am the beloved place where God shows up. And from this place of truth and knowingness, I, Maggie, know that what is true of me is absolutely, positively, and for sure true for you. That we are each unique and divine creations of the one life and the one power, and we each are the beloved place where God shows up or spirit resides. And it is up to each one of us to discover it, to open to it, to let it be revealed, because this is our divine birthright. To live life full out, to live with joy, to live in celebration. And I'm knowing and accepting that where there's a need for a healing in anybody that has a heavy heart this morning, I call forth that miracle-working power of God to renew and to remind you that right where you are, God is. This is what I know. And greater than what I can speak in words is already taking place in the mind of God, and I trust that divine mind that lives within me and that lives within you. And blesses us in every breath we breathe. So I just release, I let it go, and I let God do God's work. And if you're in agreement with anything I've said here, or you wished I would have said, please join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.